From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump says terrorism in North Korea are top items on the agenda for the leaders' summit of the Group of Seven Nations, which began Friday on the island of Sicily. Trade is another major topic on the minds of Trump's counterparts, and the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said the role of the EU is to maintain the unity of the G7 on all fronts.
It is no secret that leaders who are meeting today sometimes have very different positions on topics such as climate change and trade. But our role as the EU is to do everything to maintain the unity of the G7 on all fronts. Most importantly, unity needs to be maintained when it comes to defending the rules-based international order.
The G7 includes the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom. President Trump says he is deeply troubled by leaks to U.S. media about the Manchester bombing investigation in Britain and promises an investigation. Leaked details about the probe, including the bomber's name and police pictures of the evidence, have incensed British investigators. They briefly suspended sharing information with the U.S. on Thursday. Salman Abedi blew himself up in a Manchester arena Monday night, killing 22 people and wounding 116 others. Egyptian authorities say gunmen have attacked a bus carrying Coptic Christians, killing at least 23 people. Officials say 25 passengers were wounded in the attack on Friday. Reuters reports the group was traveling to a monastery south of Cairo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. For details and more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions says he will ask the Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling that blocks President Trump's executive order limiting travel from six predominantly Muslim countries. An appeals court said the order did amount to a Muslim ban. The president promised before and after his election to limit access for some Muslims to the United States. In reports by The Washington Post and NBC News, Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, is being investigated by the FBI in its probe of possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. President Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign and the Kremlin amid accusations from the U.S. intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin orchestrated a sweeping campaign to tilt the vote in Mr. Trump's favor. A U.S. Senate panel overwhelmingly approved new sanctions targeting Iran's support for international terrorism and its ballistic missile program. VOA's Michael Bowman has more on the story.
Thursday's 18-3 vote by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was hailed by its chairman, Republican Bob Corker.
The bill passed overwhelmingly today, and I believe will pass overwhelmingly on the Senate floor.
The committee acted days after President Donald Trump pledged common cause with Israel and Sunni Arab states to counter Iranian influence in the region. Eight of the committee's 10 Democrats backed the bill, including Senator Chris Coons, who said America cannot ignore Iran's ballistic missile launches, support for terrorism, or human rights violations.
All of these are areas that are specifically called out in the Iran nuclear agreement.
Ahead of the vote, a central figure in nuclear negotiations with Iran, former Secretary of State John Kerry, took to Twitter to warn that new sanctions could imperil the nuclear accord. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S. Republican Greg Gianforte easily won an open House seat in a special election in the state of Montana Thursday, despite being charged with misdemeanor assault involving a reporter. The sheriff in Montana explained why Gianforte did not face additional charges for leaving the scene after the alleged assault.
There was no clearing of him. What happened was the deputies got busy with the witnesses and the victim, and they had already had an initial, spoke with Mr. Gianforte initially. When they got busy and they came back, he was gone.
In his victory speech, Gianforte apologized to the journalist from the British publication The Guardian for attacking him. Gianforte won the seat vacated by Ryan Zinke, who resigned to become President Trump's Interior Secretary. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.